At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
From the Financial Media Network, this is the Stock Day Podcast. Transparent, breaking news, and actionable market intelligence on OTC, Pink Market, and microcap stocks from around the world. Subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Stock Day Media Podcast, connecting companies to the market. Our guest today is Dennis Calvert, the CEO of BioLargo. BioLargo trades on the OTCQX market under the symbol BLGO. BioLargo invents, develops, and commercializes technologies to solve some of our most challenging environmental problems, including the issue of clean water. Dennis, thank you for joining us today.
It's so good to be here. Thanks for having me.
You know, clean water is one of the things that's really been in the news over the last few years. Tell us about the specific areas you're working on in solving this problem, and what is the problem with clean water?
Well, water's life, as they say, right? Number one, everybody drinks water. You can't live without it. And so, you know, there's contaminants that are in the water that have been here a long time. And as technology advances, we get smarter and smarter about them. We can detect them better. We understand the implications to health. So there's a number that are going on right now that are really keen interest. One category is called micropollutants, okay? And another is PFAS, PFAS. And so clean water is in the news. You're exactly right. And this PFAS issue now permeates our world, the entire earth. And this is the byproducts of nonstick coatings, the chemistry that's used to make nonstick coatings. It's estimated to be something like a $17 trillion market, just so you get perspective.
Wow.
Yeah. And of course, those contaminants, which are the byproducts of a fluorine compound that were used to make nonstick coatings, have been used so much all over the world that they're now called forever chemicals. Forever chemicals, they call that because they last forever. Nature actually can't break them down. And so this is a huge regulatory issue. It's been widely talked about. Literally tens of billions are set aside to solve the problem. And we have an emerging tech that's now commercial. Got our first installation, and we really have a solution to help clean up the world. So it's pretty awesome.
Yeah. So how do you combat a forever chemical? What process are you using? What are the products, and how do you get them into the hands of the people who have the task of cleaning the water?
Well, that's a great question. You know, the trick in any environmental strategy to clean up, right? The first premise is to do no harm. Okay. So do no harm. That means don't trade one problem for another. You know, our engineers have been doing this kind of work for literally 20 and 30 year careers. And at BioLargo, we focus on sustainable innovation to help solve some of the biggest problems that face our planet. PFAS happens to be one of those. So about 3 years ago, one of our engineers came to me and he said, you know, I got an idea. And he said, I need a budget. And at that time, the budget was a few thousand dollars. It went a lot bigger later. And he went into the lab, and what he did is he created an electrostatic field, and he discovered that you could migrate PFAS in solution. So in water, the PFAS migrates. It's measured in the parts per trillion, like 3 and 4 parts per trillion. So think about that like 2 grains of sand in 2 Olympic swimming pools. And it turns out that you can migrate it. If you run it through an electrostatic field, it will move to its opposite charge. And so he came up with the brilliant idea of putting a membrane in front of an electrode, migrating it and binding it to the surface of the membrane so it becomes the most excellent collector. And so what's unique is that it can selectively extract the PFAS but allow all the other things to continue to flow through the water. So selective extraction. The thesis of that invention is really simple. Do no harm. Don't trade one problem for another. That's first. The second is if you can super concentrate and be the most excellent collector, then you can do whatever you need to do because you've got it so highly concentrated.
Is this process affordable to those who need to use it?
Yeah. I mean, right now, so that's a great question. You know, where's the money come from? Let's talk about that. Where's that money come from? Well, there's been tens of billions in litigation. That's one, class action lawsuits against big names like DuPont and 3M and others, right? In fact, the firefighting foam industry has been a big culprit of leaving lots of PFAS behind in the earth. The first market to adopt is drinking water. Why? Well, because it's the most socially important. You know, if you're drinking water with PFAS in it, this is not so good. It's linked to birth defects and cancer. All of this was highlighted in a great movie called Dark Waters. I always say, if you haven't watched the movie, go watch the movie. It's on Netflix, Dark Waters. Anyway, drinking water is the first to adopt because it's so socially important for human health. But the reality is the PFAS market is much bigger than drinking water. Drinking water is also the slowest to adopt. It's the most highly regulated. It's the most difficult to break in for an emerging tech like ours. But there's all these ancillary markets, groundwater, industrial wastewater, municipal wastewater, firefighting foam, of course, leachate. That's the water that comes out of the bottom of a landfill, and wastewater, and on it goes. And each of these has this unique sort of characteristic that has to be addressed in a strategy, okay? So basically, we came to market with this solution and said, you know, if we could super concentrate, then we've got the economic and socially good answer of not creating one problem for another. And so we're proving that on a daily basis. Now, your question was cost. Right now, the government, the Biden administration, just set aside another $10 billion plus another $1.5 billion dedicated to underserved communities for the purposes of advancing clean drinking water for their constituents. DuPont and Dow both have set aside over $12 billion. I asked an engineer the other day, if you look at the aquifer, I said, you know, PFAS is in the aquifer. I said, how long is it going to take to clean up that aquifer? He says, oh, maybe 50 years. Okay, this is not a problem that's going to go away tomorrow. So what you do in terms of bringing a solution to bear for the market, you look at the existing treatment capabilities. What we do is come alongside a treatment train, which is a system that processes water in the normal flow of treating water and delivering it to constituents. And we had a CapEx and an OpEx, and we actually are one of the low-cost solutions in the marketplace. So generally, those systems can range anywhere from $500,000 up to $8 or $10 million, depending on the size. And then we do a little maintenance contract. But the key for our value proposition is that we create literally, you ready for this? 1/40,000th the waste of the competition.
Wow. That's impressive. And, you know, people think that problems with clean water are third world problems, but you just talked about the Biden administration. We have that problem in the United States.
Well, sure, it's all over the world. I mean, any industrialized nation has a PFAS issue generally. That's a generalization, but it's mostly true. You'd find it anywhere you go in industrial nations. And then other countries have other issues, right? Whether it's micropollutants, things from plastics, estrogen, hormones, byproducts from ibuprofen. I mean, it just goes on and on, right? And so what happens is there's in the regulated world of drinking water, you know, it sounds kind of crazy, but the regulators measure it on how many people are hurt before they decide that they're going to make change, right? And as technologies advanced, they're more and more able to measure at such small quantities. And then, of course, with the advances of healthcare, they now understand the implications in a way they didn't before. So the good news for America and for the rest of the world is people do care. People do care. And when they know, they're going to take action. And then they have to meander through the political quagmire, figure out where the money's at, the budget. And then, of course, encourage people like us to come up with great solutions for big problems. So it's a complicated field, very slow to move. But rest assured, there's a lot of really well-meaning people that are on it and doing some great work to solve the problem.
Great. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk about how you partner in the water business and a little bit about your background.
The Stock Day Podcast. Transparent, breaking OTC market news you can use.
Welcome back. We're talking with Dennis Calvert, the CEO of BioLargo, which trades under the symbol BLGO. Dennis, you form partnerships. How do you form a partner in the water business?
It's a great question. You know, the company, so here's one of the things. Our company has been innovating for 16 years. We have four commercial units. The parent company really acts as this sort of innovation engine, finance, strategy, trying to select the right people. And then the operating units are led by a CEO. So I actually have a number of CEOs that report to me, and they're responsible for taking these very special technologies to the market, okay? And so then at the corporate level, we always say our thesis is invent, prove, and partner. It sounds so easy. Invent, prove, and partner. Simple, simple. Okay, not so simple.
Not so simple.
Well, you know why? Because when you rely on partners, you rely on the good and the bad, right? And so some partners are great partners, some partners are not so great partners. So we've been fortunate to pick great partners, okay? That's number one. And then number two, we also have to be a good partner, right? You have to understand what's in the mindset of your partner, what they need from the deal, to whether it's easy or hard or worth it or not worth it. The price has to match, right? The work. Okay, so in our business, in the water business, over 10 years ago, I had a chance to come across an executive at the EPA, Sally Gutierrez. Sally was head of research and development at the EPA for 20 of her 32-year career. And she looked me in the eyes. She said, listen, if you're going to innovate in the water business, you better have something else making money. And so what's she saying, right? She's saying it's really hard because it's so slow to adopt. Now, the beauty in our business is we've got a core infrastructure that's making money. And I've got talent, this literally world-class talent. I got 20-something engineers and 8 PhDs, and we sit around every day and we actually ask ourselves, how can we make an impact? How can we make an impact? So that's good. That's the starting point. It's great technology, smart people with strategy, a little bit of money to go to the market, make a difference. All impact-driven. That's the company. Impact, impact. But okay, well, then what? Well, how does a little company change the world? Well, the answer is simply, you do it with great partners. Okay, so how do you innovate in the water business? Well, we hired a woman, Tanya Chandler. Tanya's awesome. She's been in the business about 25 years. She knows everybody. Been there, done that. I said, Tanya, show me how to do this. And she said, we're going to build a channel partner network. So that includes people. A channel partner in our brain, our mindset, is somebody that already has the customer. So they take us in to their customer because they're looking for a technical answer that can solve a really big problem, right? Okay, so that's the first thing. The second thing is that we have reps. So channel partners and reps. And so if you're going to do a channel partner rep arrangement, you have to have your act together. The system has to be able to absorb you quickly. You have to have an exceptional value for the marketplace. So we have over 100 people representing on a daily basis our technology all over the country. And it's expanding worldwide. And why is that? Why are we able to do that when others can't? Because we're partner-centric. We focus on the needs of a partner to bring a solution to the marketplace so there's an economic framework that everybody can win with. And of course, we've got better technology.
Yeah, and I love the concept that you focus on impact first because the money will flow if you do that first. Talk to us a little bit about your background. How did you get into this business? How did you start BioLargo?
Yeah, well, that's a great story, of course. I'm a serial entrepreneur mostly, but I'm not a short-term sort of make your money and hit and miss kind of guy. I'm really a builder. And so this is the first company in my career that I actually got to sort of put my fingerprints on every piece of the company. And when we started, we had three people. So another gentleman named Joe Provenzato, and then our inventor, lead inventor, Ken Code. And so we were a company looking for a technology. Ken had a technology looking for a company. And we formed this alliance in the spring of 2007. And we started this journey of discovery and commercialization of a core platform technology. Since then, we've added seven more technologies. We've added about, 30-something people. We've finally tuned the go-to-market strategy. And we've sort of built this innovation engine that makes it work. And so, for me, you know, this is over 16 years of work. I mean, so the most meaty, important part of my career is right here at BioLargo. And I think what makes us tick is that high impact agenda. You know, as I always say, you know, making money is good, okay? Making money doing something great for the world and for people and commerce, oh man, you can put a career into that.
Absolutely.
Well, that's what we're doing.
Dennis, if people want to learn more about BioLargo, where would you send them?
Well, BioLargo.com, of course, is great. You can email us, dc@BioLargo. That's my email. If I don't respond, ping me again. I will try to respond. We also have a blog. And, of course, we're on Twitter and social media. And our symbol, BLGO, It's a great time to take a look at the company. We've had 102 and 108% growth the last 2 years. And if you take our current trending, if the trends continue, we'll double again this year. And I think we can keep that up for a couple more years to go. And now the numbers are getting more serious. So it's a great time to discover BioLargo.
Dennis Calvert, he's the CEO of BioLargo, which trades under the symbol BLGO. Thank you so much, Dennis. Come back soon and please update us.
Yeah, as I say, go BioLargo. Thanks.
You've been listening to the Stock Day Podcast. Subscribe to us on Apple, Spotify, YouTube, or wherever you get your podcasts. This program is produced by Financial Media Network, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions, insights, and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes only. Stock Day encourages all listeners to conduct their own independent due diligence and research when investing to determine investment strategies that will work for them. It's always good practice to seek the assistance of an investment professional.
Your kids could get free or low-cost health coverage from Medicaid or CHIP. Even if you've applied before, they may be eligible now. Kids up to age 19 are covered for checkups, vaccines, dentist visits, hospital care, and more. And if they already have Medicaid or CHIP, remember to renew every year. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.